Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk on Monday, July 2nd, 2018. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the July 30th election amidst claims that the poll will be rigged that is coming from the opposition MDC alliance.
To join in the discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
The opposition MDC Alliance has warned that Zimbabwe could slide into chaos if this month's elections are rigged. The alliance is accusing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, of colluding with ZANU-PF to rig the elections.
But the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has dismissed those claims as unfounded.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tilao titinge tichitarisa gadziriro ye sarudzo. Nasi vebatore MDC Alliance vaita iwo musangano nevatore venau muarari vakazivisa iwo kuti avasi kufara nema batiro warikuitwa sarudzo ne sangano re Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Vachiti harisi kuita kunge mutongi gava maenzanise. Varikuti iwo ZEC haisi kunyatsobuda pachena. Kuti gwaro racho richavhoterwa nevanhu rinenge rakamira sei, vanga vachitiwo vanenge vanzwa sekuti kana pachidhindwa gwaro pane kuti paiswe vanhu vakaenzana kurudyi nekuruboshwe vakawanda vanenge vakawandira kuruboshwe kuti vamunangagwa vazoende pamusoro pebepa rekuvhota zvinova zviri kuunzi nezeki. Aiwa, handizvo zviri kuitika. Uye vari kutiwo veMDC Alliance havasi kufara negwaro revavhoti. Kune mamwewo mapato akaita sana NPP ari kuchema-chemawo kuti nhengo dzavo dziri kushungurudzwa nedzinofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzeZANU-PF. Asi veZANU-PF vari kuti aiwa, kutaura uku ndekwevanhu vari kutya kupinda musarudzo. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Lamhlanje zulukandaba sixoxa ke ngodaba lokhetho. Ukhetho olwenziwa ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga sokusele amalanga angamachumi phansi ngamachumi amathathu, singathi thina yi-28 days. Lamhlanje ke ibandla le-MDCT lona elikhokhela umanyano we-MDC Alliance lithi kunenge kakhulu okungahambi kahle kudaba lwezokhetho, ikakhulu nxa kukhangelwa into ezifana le-voters roll, uluhlu lwabavoti okuthiwa khona kulabanye abahlala ezindlini. Uyathola amagama abantu abaningi kakhulu indlu inye, kuzokuba lokunye okukhulunywa kufana lokuthi kanti vele lona iphepha lokuvotela, i-ballot paper, kungani lingamanga kahle, akufakwanga kahle amagama akhona ukwenzela ukubana umnumzana umongameli Mnangagwa ekhanye elaye ephezulu. Bathi ke kuningi nje abafuna kulungisiswe. Yiko ke esifuna ukuxoxa ngakho kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, Blessing.
Of course, for soccer enthusiasts, we'll continue to update you on what is happening at the World Cup. Currently, in the round of 16, Japan is playing Belgium, and it's 0-0 at the moment. And earlier today, Brazil beat Mexico 2-0 to go into the qualifiers, quarterfinals of the World Cup. And of course, today, back to our topic, we are talking about the elections coming up at the end of the month. There was a press conference today, Chris, by the MDC Alliance. They were saying that they are not happy with the state of the voters' roll, and they are saying that they are at times 100 people registered on a non-existent address, and there are some people who are said to be 155 years still on that voters' roll. there are many complaints, but of course, Zeki is saying that some of those claims are unfounded, and they are doing whatever they can to make sure that this election is free, fair, and credible.
Yes, Blessing, it's quite interesting to find 155-year-olds. And this is a system, the biometric system, which is supposed to weed out all those irregularities, but they appear to be still on the voter's roll. So it's quite interesting to find out what will happen from now.
I think, Chris, we have our first guest, Mr. Chabang.
Yes, Yebo. Yebo, Chabang.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Okay. You got to say where you are.
Yes,
okay. Babu Chabang, first of all, maybe you would like to introduce yourself. I know you have lots of titles. They might escape me. So you would you be in a position to, you know, tell our listeners who exactly is Mr. Sengezo Chabang?
Thanks, Keith. No, I'm really an ordinary Zimbabwean. A family man. In politics, well, we started a long way back in 2000. Apparently, I am the PRC Deputy Secretary for Mobilizing and Programs of Mobilizing.
Okay. And by PRC, you mean People's Rainbow Coalition?
People's Rainbow Coalition, yeah.
For those who are not aware, I mean, yes, there could be one or two people, I don't know. But PRC stands for People's Rainbow Coalition, and it's led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Now, let's dig straight into the heart of the matter. The elections coming up and all those so-called irregularities. I will say so-called because, you know, Zek is saying they are unfounded. So can you tell us, as the Rainbow Coalition, what you are seeing or talking about in your group?
Well, it's the same old story. Nothing has changed. What has changed is we have got a new face in the form of ED Emmerson Mnangagwa, the new president. But the system didn't change. People thought that by removing Mugabe, then you'll have a different dispensation. There's no different dispensation in terms of electoral act, in terms of electoral reforms, in terms of the playing field. It's the still same old dirty playing field. Even now, it's so sophisticated because there's this kind of theory that things have changed and people are going to be carried away by those by that kind of an attitude. So, Zek, we have told people long back that Zek, it has to be overhauled. But no, it's not even progressive to talk about it now, but we have got to say there is an election which is in 3 weeks' time. People are going to go into that election, but nothing has really changed. You see people registered in the same households, voting in something that is unheard of. About 525 people coming from the same household and voting in different constituencies. How do you balance that? So it's really, really a chaotic, should I say, election. It's a farce. The election, the result of the election is predetermined. Yet this was what we didn't want. We felt that this time around we will have an election whereby a result is not going to be contested. But we are going back to 2013, we are going back to 2008, we are going back to where we started in 2000. So nothing has really changed. We will continue try to expose shenanigans made by ZANU, shenanigans made by ZEC, so that at least it does not really affect the electorate, so that the electorate has got that clear conscience when they go to the ballot, so that they are not persuaded by these shenanigans that ZEC is doing and ZANU-PF are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Sorry, Blessing, I will quickly jump in there. Mr. Chabang, your leader, Joyce Mujuru, or the leader of the coalition, was in ZANU-PF, and surely she must have an idea of how the ZANU-PF was rigging.
Precisely, precisely. We have said she is not God. We have said she has sinned before, but when you have got, when you believe in God and you have got sinned before, it's between you and God. When you walk into a church and then you say, look, God, I have sinned, God is going to, it's not us who is going to cleanse you, but it is the God, it is your faith. So, yes, the woman has come out. Our president has come out. And they said, no, look, yes, I have been into ZANU-PF. Yes, ZANU-PF have rigged elections before. This is the kind of they are actually using now. The, you see Nelson Chamisa talking because he can speak. He can speak out. We give these people the intelligence security information. So we have it on our deck how these people have been rigging the elections. And people thought that it's not going to challenge Emmerson Mnangagwa, the current president of ZANU-PF. And they were surprised that Joyce Mujuru filed the papers. But she has been very critical and key behind the scenes. Because, look, he's a seasoned politician. He doesn't go out in public. He's a trained soldier. He's a trained military person. So he doesn't go out. But he will reveal the information to the strategic people, to the strategic bodies that are relevant to into the elections. And then these people then expose. This is why it's difficult. If there's a person in this country that ZANU-PF is they are afraid of, if there's a person that Emmerson Mnangagwa, the president of Zimbabwe, whom is afraid of, is Joyce Mujuru, Nelson Chamisa, because he knows they've been there together. So he is one person that ZANU-PF they don't want to see because he has exposed these things that are coming in the media. They are coming from the security intelligence that
will actually get him. Okay, thank you so much, Blessing.
Mm-hmm. We are now being joined by Mr. Jacob Mafume of the MDC Alliance and also the spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, the formation led by Tendai Biti. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Good evening, Zulu. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Tomboti vamafume pane kuchema chema kuri kuitwa nevanopikisa vachitiwo havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa neZEC. Asi ZEC iri kuti iyo aiwa vanhu iri kuita nepose painogona uko ZANU-PF ichiti vanhu vari kuda kusvibisa ZEC vanhu vari kutya kukundwa musarudzo. Munoona senyaya?
ZEC paitika nyaya panyaya yezeki. Zvokwadi hatisati tamboona kutadza basa kwakadaro kubva maelections akatanga muZimbabwe. Vanhu vaya vari kuita kutyora mutemo madiro ajojina. Zvokwadi kuti tizive kuti vari kuda kuita election here kana kuti maumbwa avari kuita hatisi kumbonzwisisa. Iko zvino tiri kunetsana navo panyaya yeballot printing. Vakatiti huyai tizomonita ballot printing. Tosvika ikoko vanhu vatakatuma vari kutiudza kuti vakaudza kunzi ballot printing yanga yatatanga 3 days before vanhu vauya. Vakadongoreswa nechiburi chiduku duku cheglazi vachitaridzwa kuti ballot iri kuprindwa uko kure kure kwanga vasingambooni kuti chii chiri kuitika. Ballot yacho yatakapuwa sample chipepawo chiya chinoshandiswa nevanhu kana vachi putira magifts eChristmas. Chimwe chipepa so chakangosauka-sauka, chakasakara-sakara. Ndo chinonzi ndo chichange chiri ballot paper. Tovunza kuti ballot yakamira sei, order yakamira sei. Runyere kupe nekunzwa kwatiri kuita, vakaripatsanura nepakati kuti vaitire kuti vamunangagwa vange vari pamusoro pa second column. Sezvamunoziva vamunangagwa, vane senemu iri pakati emu. But vakaona kuti vanhu vamunangagwa kuda kuti havana kudzidza here kana kuti vanoshayikwa kana kuti vanosapotwa nevanhu vashoma. Vari kuda kugadzira imwe column paside yekuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakadaro. Voters roll yatakapuwa haizi biometric, ivoters roll yamudede iya yatakaramba. takati toda biometric voters rule pana kana chi biometric iko zvino vakuda kutudza kuti kumeso kuri private zvokwadi unganzi kumeso kuri ku private kwatofamba nako every day pana akambovhara kumeso muno muZimbabwe kumeso kwakamboita private part asi unonzwa veki varikuda kutodza nyika yose kuti face yako is a private part yagara ichifamba nayo face iri pashe tinogara takaisa pazvitu pane patakasiyana siyana hatisi kufara chikuru nezviri kuitwa nezeki zeki iri kuda kukonzera mirishonga muZimbabwe iri kuda kukonzera boboto muZimbabwe iri kuda kukonzera kusagarika muZimbabwe nenyaya yavo yokusada kuita basa nemazvo nenyaya yavo yokuda kufeza ZANU PF nenyaya yavo yokuda kuti vadzose ZANU PF mupawa isingachadiwi neruzhinji rweZimbabwe varikuda kudzosa ngozi munyika yeZimbabwe inhundira tsime chaidzo chaidzo dziri kuitwa nevanhu vezeki.
Tinotenda Chris.
Yebo, blessing silo mlaleli lapha uDesire. Desire.
Yebo.
Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga.
Ungaphi kwamhlaba?
Ngisegoli.
Oh, usegoli. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Ngicabanga ukuthi vele lolukhetho lolu vele izana ukuthi ihleli vele isebenzisa izeki. Into efuna ukwenziwa nje ukuthi kube mhlawumbe kuyavuma ukuba izeki lifana nale bhodi ephethe ama-elections lakubo-South Africa, i-independent. Manje leyana seZimbabwe vele akho independent, into yezana u-P F. So kufana nokuthi izana u-P F iziranele ukhetho.
Kungani usithi ka-independent?
Kungani? Sorry.
Kungani usithi wena kayi-independent? Sibona ujaji eqatsho kuba ayikhokhele wena kuyini okwenza ukusola?
Sonke isikhathi vele ihamba nezanu p f and dasho akwazizi izanu p f isola i-complain ukuthi iveki ayihambisanga izinto kahle kanjenaa kukhomba khona ukuthi bafake abantu babo laphana yiyo e-controller everything ngoba ngithi izanu p f nayo ingenele ikhetho sithi kunokhetho o-2002 iveki yarobha angikaze ngizi izanu p f i-complain ukuthi iveki ayihambisi kahle laphaya kushuthi yona izanu p f mayibona ukuthi izeki perfect ihambisa kahle that means there's something that they know ngengezeki ingakho nje wabona nalela khetho lwathatha isikhathi lingareleasa ama-results ukhomba khona ukuthi vele izeki ibelongs to zanu p f into nje ikhona ukuthi mangabe i-political party iyo yathi kuwina bonke labantu abasebenzela izeki bafanele babhekane namacala okuviolata i-constitution ye-country ngoba benza izinto ezingafanele ukuba bayazenza.
Hayi, kuyezwakala
senze izinto eziphuma endleleni.
Kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Desire, ube lobusuku obuhle. Blessing Desire, they our caller is complaining about the independence of ZEC. He says it's totally on the side of ZANU PF.
Let's go back to Mr. Shabangu. Mr. Shabangu, are you still on the line?
Hello?
Mr. Shabangu?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah. But according to ZEC, they are doing everything in their power to ensure that election is free, fair, and credible. And they are saying that they are addressing all your concerns, and they are surprised as to why you continue to challenge their authenticity.
Well, I lost Mafume, so I don't know whether Mafume covered part of what I'm going to say. I can't even single out one thing that we have questioned before that they've fulfilled. We as political parties, we have all along said the contestation of this election is going to be on two key things. One, where would be the ballot paper printed? They told that it would be printed by Fidelity in Harare. And then we said we should be there so that we look at the paper. How is it going to be printed? We need to look at security features of that particular paper. We need to take an audit. All those things are not yet done. And it's 3 weeks down the line. We wanted to make sure who is going to transport We haven't agreed. Who is going to transport that that ballot paper? Who is going to keep it? We have simple, basic things. So ZEC should not hide behind the finger and say they've told us the things, they've done everything that we were demanding as political, as opposition in Zimbabwe. They haven't fulfilled even a single thing. So I'm not really persuaded by that that idea or that arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Okay. Ubamba kancane ucingo Mnumzana Chabangu siyaphenduka kuwe. Silo mlaleli lapha uBhekimpi. Bhekimpi, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Nami ngiyabonga baba nizani.
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungaphi kwomhla?
Ngisekhethawa ne-South Africa.
Oh, wekapa. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, indaba yokhetho leyo kwindaba yindaba iphendule sizwe leZimbabwe. Njalo ngalesi sikhathi kusobala ukuthi izanu ile thuba lokuwina. Ngenxa yokuthi ama opposition parties ajabukene phakathi, angishabona. So I guess into ebiqakathekile ngama opposition parties bekumele bahlale phansi babe lesinqumo esingakuthi nesingisi, what is their goal? Is it to get rid of ZANU-PF or to create all these factions that they have, angishabona? Ngoba kuzaba nzima ukuthi bekhiphe iZANU-PF nxa bedabukene kanje, ngoba iZANU-PF iminyaka edluleyo ade besebenzisa i-divide and conquer, and that's exactly what is happening right now. Bazothatha i-advantage of all ingxabangxoza yonke leyo khona, MDC Chamisa, kulomjuru, kulobanibani, kulobanibani. So imagine ukuthi nxa amaphathi wonke la akade ngahlangana babumbe iphathi eyodwa ukuthi bagengule iZANU-PF, and then bese bebonana after that, I think the opposition party could have stood a better chance kukhetho lolwaluzayo. Kodwa ngokubona kwami okwakhathesi sibili akuzaba nzima, njengoba nanko ngalesi esikhuluma ngendaba ngephepha, i-ballot paper kule ngxabangxoza futhi. So akuzaba nzima sibili.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Sibongile kakhulu Bhekimpi.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga baba.
Okay, ube lobusuku obuhle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's raising quite an important point that the opposition parties will lose not because there's rigging,
mm-hmm.
but there are just too many opposition political parties, and they should form a coalition. Mr. Mafume?
So what the... Democracy, mm-hmm. yaka uya ichiti vanhu ngavaite ima pato akawanda.
Mm-hmm.
Saka democracy yatakadai inonzi multi party democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Saka fana nao nokuti vanhu vakaisa maswitsi akawanda mushopu munhu achazivi switi raada kudya.
Mm-hmm.
Kana kuti zvinhu zviri mota dzikawanda uchazivi mota yaoda kutenga. Unotenga mota kubatana hesi takabatana mumacoalitions atiinawo.
Mm-hmm.
Asi isusu chemo chatiinacho pari zvino ndechekuti iko ZANU-PF tine iro apa fair takamboirakasha muna 2008 tinogona kuirakasha zve muna 2018 tinongogara tichi rovera pasi tichihwina. Nyaya inotinetsa inyaya yeZEC isingadi kuita maelection pazviri izvo, isingadi kuita maelection anotevedzera zvinonzi fairness. Iko zvino manewspaper nemaTV ari kutoshayawo nyaya dzekutaura, vaakutofamba vachitaura first lady vachitenga matomatos. Can you imagine nyika yose inonzi main news bulletin ndiye kuti first lady vaenda vakanotenga hanyanisi pasaidi pemugwagwa zvotova news dzinotaurwa 15 minutes nekuti havasi kuda kuti vamwe vemapato vabude, vaakutaura pamusoro pevana vavo, madzimai avo, ivo neshamwari dzavo. Nechinangwa chekungoti pasaita mareforms, ZEC yakanyarara. Nyaya yebaloti tataurazve, ZEC yakanyarara. Kwairi kuprintwa distribution, mafambiro aichaita, nekuti ichaprintwa nani, inyaya yatogara tichingo chema-chema vari kuramba kutaura. Tiri kuda kuziva kuti achaprintwa ari mangani mabaloti. Last time vakaprinta over 30% extra mabaloti. No, normal process inoti kunoprintwa 5% extra. Iro muno vakazamudzira vakaita 30% extra. Mabalance anozopfekerwa iwawo. Toda kuzova kuti atangira papi serial number yekutanga ndeipi, serial number yekupedzisira ndeipi, nekuti ma serial numbers awo aindiswa kupi, rakachengetwa kupi, hapana aita cloning here yebaloti. Nai, tinofanga kunge tichiziva zvese izvozvo, havadi kutiudza. Vari kupfumbatireiko nyaya dziruzhinji. Chavanoti vanzira chiiko, zvinhu zvinofanirwa kungoitwa pajekerere. Ndokuhuori, ndokuda kuti vanhu vasawirirana munyika kwavari kuita vanhu vezeka. Ndosaka tiri kuvatsoropodza, tiri kugunun'una nenyaya yezeki, ende pamberi apa hatisi kuona kuti sarudzo iyi ichaitika.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the elections coming up on July 30th. That is end of this month. And there are 23 presidential candidates. And just a quick update for the soccer supporters at the World Cup is still Belgium 0, Japan 0 in the round of 16. And earlier on, Brazil beat Mexico 2-0. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. I would like to go back to Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, there is this question that I've heard some people asking regarding the ballot paper. Why there is so much obsession about the ballot paper when we are meant to understand that the elections in 2008 were rigged using Nikuv. This Nikuv thing seems to be a myth because so far we don't have any tangible evidence to say there's a paper that you, when you touch with your pen, it does some magic. Now, can you tell us why we should we keep pursuing this issue of the ballot paper?
The ballot paper is what happened in 2008, how Nikuv rigged was in statistics. Nikuv yakatamba munozva pa ballot paper, nyika zhinji dzakakura dzemunyika dzinotora 5 days or less kuverenga mavhoti akawanda kudarika fungai India inoita maelection. Havaverengi mavhoti kwemwedzi wese kuIndia. Nemakurire mune vanhu 1 billion vanopedza kuverenga mavhoti in 5 days. MuZimbabwe takaita 2008, junta iyi, military junta, yakatora 3-5 weeks kuverenga mavhoti 3 billion.
Yes, Mr. Mafume, but that is counting. We are talking about the paper itself, which you have requested to go and watch.
Ballot paper. Here, kuti kana mungazivi kuti ma ballot paper are print kwa mangani, if you don't know how many ballot papers have been printed, what will happen is that these ballot papers will be cloned and they will get extra ballot papers. So you need to know the beginning serial number and the end serial number.
So it's about the numbers, not the paper itself.
Yes, the paper has to have security features. It has to be a standard because it is a document. You can't just put it on bond paper and say you're okay because people can then make more of those ballots.
Okay.
Sufficient security features on the ballot paper so that it is a genuine paper and they won't be ballot stuff. So, and also you need to secure the distribution of that ballot. Chitsotsichigevenga vanhu vajaira kuba vanoita ballot varuda kuita ballot simbire gudu rokuti harizika kuti riri papi negudo racho rogona kutokangamwa kuti rasiya simbi yaro papi.
Okay, thank you so much for that explanation.
Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri tinavagarusa, ndizvo here?
Ndizvozvo.
Makadi henyu?
Ndiripo makadi.
Aiwa, isu tiripo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ini nezvebaroti pepa iyi. Baroti pepa rakatotambwa naro kudhara, taokoea kumeswa.
Asi pane umbo here vekuti vamuri kuti vanodyidzana nezano vanodyidzana nezano kana kuti ndozvotaurwa neye zano PF yacho kuti aiva vanhu vari kutyasarudzo ndo vanongovhunduka chati kwatara
hakusi kungovhunduka tinotoziva chaizvo kuti vana vaigwana vakagara vachindiwo mazano vana maika zende mazano chaivo chaivo saka hatisi kumboita zvokufungidzira kutaura chokwadi kuti kubira uku kozi pamwe vakatobira kudhara kwaungotambiseri
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagurusa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita zvakanaka
Mr. Gurusa, our listener is insisting, Chris, that, you know, because some ZEC officials allegedly have links to ZANU-PF, they might actually swing the election in favor of ZANU-PF. And he's saying that he thinks that the result is already known and is seriously concerned. He wants ZEC to be reformed.
Right, interesting. Mnumzana Chabangu, sesikhangela udaba olunye oluhluphayo lezi nsuku lapha lwe-ballot paper. Chabangu?
Yeah.
Siyabona kuthiwa khona uMnangagwa usefakwe kwelinye enye ikhwesi ngathi yi-column ngesikhiwa ukwenzela ukuthi igama lake liye phezulu. Kuqakatheke okunganani nxa sesikhangela ukuthi ngesinye sezikhalazo elikhala ngaso kakhulu?
Kuqakathekile ngoba phela ama-parties maningi, ama-presidential candidates angu-23 maningi kakhulu. So ukuthi nxa vele uzaba phezulu, kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi ama-chances akho kumbe amathuba akho ukuthi umuntu akubone maningi kulanxa uphakathi kumbe usekugcineni. Ngoba abantu uyabe ngxayeseme isikhathi eside, ngoba sizakubona ukuthi kuzabe kulabantu abaningi abazalayina kulelu khetho kukhanya ingani kulentsuku nje yokuthi umuntu wonke ufuna ukuthi ayevota. So nxa amaphepha abo emaningi, ule phepha likakhansila, ule phepha likapresident, ule phepha lika-m p ngamadompi kathi singakhangelele kama-elaiyafica-something uyefika kwelama-councillors again kulale ngxa kule-12 kule-15 kulama-independent. So bonke labana abantu uthwele amaphepha angu-4 kodwa amade. So nxa ibizo lakho liphezulu ulama chances amaningi kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kulokutshona kudinga kumele isikhathi about 3 minutes ube usovotile usuphumile. So ungathatha isikhathi esithi lokhu kudinga nalo muntu kuyabe lokho kungezelela isikhathi sokuthi abantu baselokhu besemalayinini. So yibo ubucili bona buyana-ke esilabo bona futhi kumele ukuthi-ke kulandelwe phela ngokuthi kanti izizo zakho alphabetically iqala ngoba xa uyi-president last election eyayenziwayo kwakuwukuthi wonkona oqale ukuya ku-nomination court nguye obaphezulu. That's what esakusebenzisayo kulast election eka-2013. Akuzange sikhangele i-alphabetical order ukuthi umgabe lo tswangirayembani oqala, but owaqala ukuyarejista ku-nomination court ibizo lakhe selihlele ngena phezulu belandelana ngaleyo ndlela. So lokhu mbone ngani yikho vela sebezama ukuthi basicile ngakho uemasenimnangakho.
Hayi, siyabonga. Yalo secingweni lapho siyaphenduka ku.
Okay.
Chris, I think we are now being joined by our third guest, Mr. Gadzira Chiru Manzu, a political analyst who usually leans towards ZANU-PF, but he had a prior engagement, so we only have him for about 5 minutes. Now, Mr. Chiru Manzu, what is your take on these complaints by the opposition that ZEC is rigging the election?
Well, thank you, Studio 7 staff, and all Zimbabweans listening to your program. You see, sometimes the political, maybe this is just, you know, how can I put it? You know, people are just complaining for the sake of complaining. Honestly, if the ZANU-PF has its own supporters, it will definitely vote for their MP and their president. And it's as they. If MDC has supporters, definitely they there is no way they would vote for ZANU-PF. They will vote for MDC. Mm-hmm. So to come up with the flimsy excuses of Zeki doing this and that, honestly, this is a hogwash of the highest order. In 1980, we had no... You know, this is Zeki thing. But people voted for the liberation movement. So this is just, you know, sometimes you fail to understand whether these people have got supporters or they don't have supporters. I don't see the reason why a ZANU-PF supporter would ever vote for Chamisa. That would be, it's out of question. And I don't foresee Chamisa himself voting for Emmerson Mnangagwa. It's out of question. Why would Chamisa not vote Emmerson Mnangagwa? And why would their supporters vote for Emmerson Mnangagwa? Until and unless they are convinced that, no, look, this time Zimbabwe needs to move on. And they have to vote for Emmerson Mnangagwa. Zimbabweans are literate. There is no way they would mistake an MDC and ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Shabang, do you want to respond to that?
What my brother is missing here is that we are not talking about the supporters for each political party. They can't be mistaken about who they want to vote. In fact, it's not the supporters, but we are talking about the silent voters, the masses. It's not the people who go to the rallies. Those people who don't go to church, you find them at the church, who go and find them in the clubs, who don't go, or you will find them but following the politics terrain, but not necessarily being active. These are the people we are talking about, and these are the people who are going to make the difference in this election. Our supporters alone they don't have the numbers to make the difference. We have never, the White City Stadium, where Emmerson Mnangagwa was, it has got a carrying capacity of about 15,000, but he had about maybe 6,000 there 2 weeks ago. So we are not talking about those 6,000, but Bulawa has got a carrying capacity of about 400,000. So these are the people that we're talking about, that they follow, they want their lives to change, but they don't follow politics, but they go and vote in that election. They don't know what ZANU stands for. They don't know what MDC stands for. Maybe they will look for individuals. Maybe they will have read the manifestos, maybe for the first time. You know what I'm saying? And so my brother, he should not mistake that we are talking about the supporters who are already converted. They know where they to cast their vote. But we're talking about the majority of Zimbabweans who are not active, but who are silent members of this electoral system.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Yes. Mr. Mafume, what's your response to what Mr. Chirumanzu has just said, that you are like, the opposition is like crybabies. They just complain for the sake of complaining. What's your take on that? Mr. Mafume?
I think we lost Mr. Mafume.
Okay, let's go back to Mr. Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, the opposition is put so much weight on the ballot paper itself. They are saying that they want to see the printing and probably wait by the side of the ballot paper until the election day. What's your take on that?
They've just said that they are crybabies, and they'll continue doing so. Now, look, you know, when the voting exercise starts, every political party has an agent who will be watching what's going on. So for them to say they want to see how the printing process goes on and so forth, honestly, it boggles one's mind. What is it all about? The issue is, if the opposition
electricity, fencing, and all that stuff. That's unheard of. In Zimbabwe, people know that there are elections every 5 years, including the so-called 18, including those who are going to vote for the first time. Those who are going to vote for the first time, already they would know exactly what they are going to do with their vote. So for us to say there are certain people who are still undecided, who are still going to read the manifesto and so forth, if I am to pose the question right now, how many people in Zimbabwe have access of those political manifestos of different political parties? You find that it's very few. But at the end of the day, it is the rallies that will persuade people to vote for a particular party. It is the door-to-door campaign that is going to persuade people to vote for a particular party. It is the jingles on radio, on TV, or whatever it is, the newspapers and so forth. So for us to say that Zimbabweans do not know what's going on political in their country, honestly, I don't believe it. This is why I will continue saying these opposition political parties, they are just crybabies, because they've got nothing tangible as compared to what ZANU-PF has to offer for these people. Let us remember, ZANU-PF fought for the liberation of this country, and they will continue. It is only in Africa, through ZANU-PF, that blacks are in charge of their resources. Simple and clearer, as compared to other African countries that even got independence before us. It's just a question of political, you know, ideology. It is just a question of, you know, what the manifesto of ZANU-PF offers as compared to these other political parties. They are just bankrupt in terms of ideology. They are just bankrupt in terms of where we as blacks are going.
Thank you. We'll go back to Mr. Shabangu later, but we have a listener named Tereri. Makadi Ndava Mkoma Tanga.
Zita.
Zita ndiani?
Mkoma Zita Tawuya.
Tawuya, okay. Right, ya, Mkoma Tawuya tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ndezvekuti, vanhu vezeka vanga vati nzire tsitsi. Vasaita diviro zvavakarerekera. Ndozvandakambotaura nechiti mai makarau vaya vanga vane side rava mugabe. Ava futi vari kuenda futi side ramunangagwa zvakaoma. Ngavati nzirewo tsitsi vana vatiregerere vanashamisa vambotongawo vakatongawo kana 5 years kana vakasaita zvakanaka tovabvisa. Ndava nguva yareba vachitonga but pasina zviri kubuda. Tabaiwa nokugara musango. Ngavatibatsirewo. Ko vamudede vari kupi vakanyarara havasiveri vachazoverenga futi mavhoti achazopedza futi mwezi.
Vamudede havachisinei nezvesarudzo.
Saka munhu anogona pinda pachigaro ipapo dai atinzirawo tsitsi asaitawo pfungwa dzanavamudede. Atitirewo pfungwa dzokuenda mberi nenyika. Nokuti so far zvipatara chaizvo mukazvitarisa zviri kurwadza. Madeath sentence. Saka tokumbirawo kuti pamboitawo utongi huri nane pasina kubirana kana kuita sei. Vezeki ngavatibatsire. Vanachamisa vambotonga. Mavanga edu ambopora hawo timboona kuti toenda nekupi. Kungoti nzirawo tsitsi chete padiki diki chete nokuti vakumanaka. Zvese zvatiri kutaura kubva 2000 pamakatanga studio tichiterera taigonawo kunzwa nhau dzakarurama dzakanaka. Dzaingova nokuti tikaenda kunana Radio Zimbabwe vanongorerekera side ravo mukana kuti tigone kutaurawo zvatinodawo zvatinoshuva saizvozvizvi unenge wakaomba.
Asi kavezeke hamungati ngavamboregedze vachamisa vapinde panyanga ka ivo vari kuti ivo ndimutongi gava maenzanisa havanei nekuti ndiana abudiri.
Havasi mutongi gava nokuti vari kurama nemapicture edu vari kurambire nawo. Haasi mutongi gava vari side ravakarerekera even yange uchinda paborder une zita passport yako isina picture vanokudzora vanondokuenda kupi. Saka tiri kuda mapicture edu ngaabude. Hapana munhu anomboroverwa mapicture ike zvino vamunangagwa vacho vakati munhu wese friend fair mapicture edu tiri kumada abude nezita redu kuti tigone kubuya mukabhodha nawo mapicture iwayo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vatauya nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tatenda zvikurusa.
Tinotenda. You heard there from Mr. Tawuya who is adamant that Zek cannot be the referee in this match, and he is saying that they should give Mr. Chamisa the chance. Whether that is Zeke's mandate or not, I don't know. Zeke is simply saying that they are doing their best to ensure that you know, they don't take sides. The winner is the winner. They want an election that is not in dispute. Maybe you can bring in Mr. Chabang.
No, before we go to Mr. Chabang, Mr. Zulu, you know Studio 7 is open for business. We have a caller. We have Spanda on the line. Spanda, kunjan?
Yapira, Bob.
Yes, ya kwamukela kuhle.
Yeah. Mina, injebe ngicela lapha. Ukuthi khona, especially MTCT Alliance, ikhanya ile information about iphepha leli ukuthi khona kule rig and so forth. But abancedisi abantu ukuthi khona basitshele ukuthi exactly wathi amaphepha la iproblem yakhona ingaphi. For instance, nxa abantu bazathi khona kwala maphepha azangena isingi le-election le inti is a station based. I-voting, i-county ihleziwe khonapho i-register. So the story ukuthi basincedise ukuthi khona amaphepha la amanye la kuthiwa azahlohlelwa. Bahlohlelwa njani? Ngiyabona akusiphathisi thina abanye kodwa ngoba silalwazi. Besicela ukuthi khona basicasisele ukuthi khona nxa i-voting senziwe ku-police station kwakhawuntwa abapolisi basayina abantu ukuthi khona ama-results iwaphi. So la amanye amaphepha la kuthiwa aseceleni angena njani? Kodwa ngicela ukuthi basicasisele khona. Okwesibili, ephepheni le-news day lamhla kuthakulama abantu ababa 400 ku-one room. But mina ngokwazi wami abantu be-register lapha babe-producer either i-proof of residence or i-affidavit. So umbuzo engila ukuthi khona abasitshele ukuthi khona abantu laba bahambise ku-ZEC, bayi-challenge i-ZEC ukuthi khona nampa abantu abarejiste ku-one room abayi 400. I-ZEC iziphendulele. But abakwenzi konke lokhu, kubuza ukuthi besabani kathi ukuthi basincedise lathi khona sizaparticipate ngoba i-ZEC amelanga i-defend. I-ZEC amelanga again siyi-criticise lapho engonanga khona. For instance, mina ngithe ngibuze lokhu, ayi ngabafonela abantu be-ZEC ngathi what is the problem? Bathi bona esitukisa lapho kade kuthiwa kule-400 ekhona, bahambile ba-counter bathola abantu abangu-5. So kule contradiction, so the state basinika information eqinileyo khona ngathi sizakwazi ukuthi khona sibe ne-input nxa si-criticise i-ZEC siyi-criticise sine-information eqinileyo.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Sizawuqhubela lapha omunye esilawo lowo mbuzo, sizawuqhubela kumnumzana Chaba ngengxenye engakuphendula. Okay, sibonge kakhulu. Ungalalela nje eredweni yakho, sizambula. Yeah, blessing. He says he's full of questions because the first question he says people are being told that there is rigging through the ballot paper, but he doesn't understand how because he says he really wants to participate and also question. He says he actually called ZEC and asked them about the numbers of the people who are said to be 150 or 300 in one house. He says ZEC told him no. We went to those numbers according to what is coming out, and we found in one of the houses, instead of the 150, we found 5 people. So, Mr. Chabang, ungaphendula yini umlaleli lapho usitshela ukuthi lina kathi kungani lingachasiseli abalandeli benu ukuthi amaphepha nanka sithi yiwo azasetshenziswa ku-rigwa, azasetshenziswa njani njengoba ku-polling station based one, and secondly, nxa kuyukuthi kona amaphepha la alodubo, kungani lingatsheli abalandeli benu ukuthi kwenzakalani? Utsho njalo umlaleli.
Umlaleli, yikho esikwenzayo ukuthi sitshele uZulu ukuthi i-election le ebuyayo kuqakathekile. Even lanxa lisiyabhala ama-exams kumbe kusesikolo, kule awuhambe uthwele amaphepha akho ukuthi ngiyafika ngibhalela lapha i-exam yami, wethu kuwaphiwe khonapho ama-exams lawo. Lalapho nxa kulo invigilator ongiyokhangela abantwana ukuthi bazabhala, ayachekwa ngu-headmaster, achekwe ngu-invigilator ozakhangela abantwana, lama-teacher wonke ukuthi aqondile acacile ayafanana la maphepha mangaki ku register abantwana bangaki abazabhala exam bangu 12 amaphepha abuyile kangu 12 asikho ukuthi sokubuya sokulama maphepha ase ngu 15 khona ade kubhala abantu bangu 12 lawa ke amanye ke angu 5 andisuzabhalela ke abanye abantwana ubusufaka khona apho nxa ulomngani wakho kumbulo umntana wakho ufuna ukusumbhalela ke sufaka khona apho iphepha leliyana nxa ukuthi kuyabe kule ama extras abe sayinule phansi lawo ma extras ukuthi hayi in case ungaphambaniseka in case engxe umntwana bese bhala kubi khona apa bese cela ke elinyi paper sekuphiwa ngoba assigned for kuyazakala ukuthi ngama ngaka kuyafanana ke lokhethweni esikuthoyo ngokuthi asiboneni lapha ayenziwa khona sihambe siyewabona ukuthi yenziwa ngapi kwenziwa amangakanani mangaki abantu abaregistileyo ku-election nxa kuzaba lama extras mangaki lawo ma extras siwabone nxa kulalokhu okuthiwa ngama ipassport lama security features siwabone ukuthi leli liphepha elingeke lakwenziwa ngomunye umuntu sihlangana la emgwaqweni sisithi konkona nansi ballot paper kumele silibone ukuthi leli ballot paper lingeke liye kwenziwa ngomunye futhi umuntu laphana kumele kukhanye ukuthi leli licacile leli liyabe selenziwe ngomunye umuntu kalicacanga so konke lokhu kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu izanu riganjani yikho eriga khona khonapho it doesn't matter ukuthi luku polling station khangela kahle sasile maswingo sile 24 seats sasile 18 seats out of 24 silabo 23 out of 26 emaswingo ngo 2013 maswingo manikale yonke ithe ifuna uMorgan Tsvangirai as president of Zimbabwe but ngo 2008 ngo 2013 saluza wonke not even one sasala singela yona yokukhothisa umlodo ubusungitshela ukuthi abantu babe ngatshintsha overnight khona kwakule inclusive government lena ibe yiyo yabanika i-US dollar iyo yabanika konke kwakukhona ukukhuluma ngamaphilisi kwakungasela lutho sokuthengiswa amaputi abantu baphiwa zonke izinto lezo bayevotela umgabe bona babe babili kulo Tsvangirai phakathi khonapho so how do you justify izinto ezinjengazo neziyana so izinto abalalelo kumele bazilanzelele thina siphakathi kwakho singazinkokheli zabo yikho esibonayo yikho esilamehlo abangalawo bona ngoba bangale bangaphansi ba-organize izihlanganiso ba-organize imihlangano yethu ngale ngaphansi but njenge-leadership thina esiphezulu yizo izinto esizisolayo sazibona ngo-2013 sithi-ke u-2013 angaze aphindeka futhi ngathesi okuthi le-election liyahlala linga-announcewanga for 8 weeks
Mnumzana Chabangu
yikho sikwalayo khonoko kumlaleli.
Okay. Ya bengithi ngubambe nje kancane blessing Mr. Chabangu there is coming up with an important point. He says you cannot go to write an examination with the exam paper in your pocket. Anyway, those who are following soccer, the World Cup, it's halftime now. Belgium 0 and Japan 0.
Tinemwe mtereri vachu uskwa makadi. Makadi enyu?
Tiripo makadi yo.
Ai waisu tirinani tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Anjuku tere.
Vachu uskwa foni enyu haisi kunyatso nzwika madi kuti fambe kubva pamuri.
Alright, and fine.
Ya taura yenyu.
Alright, ndani chiti nini kuti zita riri pati kana kuti zvinenge zvaito ngeni achizvuti awo eko kuti ndi ngati tisei munhu weopposition angaiswa zita rake pamusoro ndizvaizoita here kuti ahwine kana kusahwine.
Aiwa zvavanoitira izvozvo vachiuswa ndezvekuti ndo zvinoitwa pose kuitira kuti pasaite mutauro waakumuka uyu kuti kana muchiendeswa pabaloti haungotsvetwe chero asi vanotarisa senemu yako seni ndini Zulu handiti ndinenge ndiri pekupedzisira ndotozviziva kana mukirasi chaimo mugrade 1 D pano padombotomba apa ndaitoziva kuti ndinitopedzisira kudaidzwa zita rangu zvino mukaona rapa musoro panenge pakuita mutauro.
Pane poita mutauro. Asi hakusiri kuchai reko koko.
Ameno maone fwe.
Ndinoona so mozauti kana munhu anenge achigona kutamba kana ukamuisa pakaita se unongochiona achikutambira mutambiro wakaoma kwazvo. Asi kana asingagoni kwanzi muona akaita makomba makomba ndaizotamba se. Asi ndaizoona sokuti inongova ishu yekukambena. Ndite zvino munhu wose ari kungokambena here. Mwosa ari kukambena, saka mukukambena kwa kwa ndio munoonekwa kuti wagona hauna kugona. Izvi zvokuti ballot paper izvi hati tiyange tingota kuti tachibodza kuti kwanzi ma ballot paper unoonekwa kuti waisa X wako zvona a shifta muva unomuva sei X wachona papa papa aninga masara muzi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvedu achiuswa nemaonero enyu, muri kuti vanhu ngavatsvage rutsigiro kwete kuda kuhwanda nemunwe. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. You're there from our caller, Mr. Chuskwa, who is saying that wherever you are placed on the ballot, it doesn't matter really. You just have to make sure that you mobilize your supporters so that they can vote for you, not waste time complaining about the ballot paper, Chris.
Yeah, I think it's because of the numbers. You know, last election we had only 5 presidential candidates. Now we have 23. Maybe that's why there's all these issues. Because when there were 5, I can't remember who was the first or the last.
I'm
just saying in terms of alphabet that Morgan Tsvangirai, was he the first or Robert Mugabe?
And
then Tongan and so forth. Yeah, Blessing, it's quite interesting. We are coming to the end of the show, but do we still have any guests?
Mr. Chirumanzu?
Yes, in the report, Zank.
Maybe.
Yes, Mr. Chirumanzu, the opposition has raised, amongst other issues, the issue of unfair coverage in the media, which most people say is unreasonable. What's your take on that?
Aparigandi chitaura nechishona. Nokuti chirungishi achitibatsiri. Chiripo ndicho kuti Zimbabwe ndiye vanhu vatema, ndevele shona, Kalanga, Nambia and all that stuff. Right? Varume, tisaswera, tichinetsekara. Iye zvino chero wanga uri munhu weMDC unogona kuti MDC haibatsiri zvipandi zvipandi. Nhasi MDCT, MDC kupe, MDC muve, MDC BT, then MDC Alliance. Unozvigadzirisa rini vanhu kuti vanyatso kufunga kuti tinovhotera ani? MDC ipi yacho makakatanwa. Zanupiefu inongoraba chingori Zanupiefu.
Vachirumadzu.
Kuredio, zvokunzi kuTV, zvokunzi kumanewspaper kupi kupi hazvishandi. Coverage ripo ndokuti.
Vachirumadzu.
Ukavhura social media, unozva uchinzi, vachamisa, vamba vane grupu ravanhu vakaonda pakati. Zvinenge zvichibuda papi izvozvo. Mazimbabwenzi vakangwarisa, vanoona chokwadi nenhema. Tingaswera tikanira chero nhasi ukaparidza maridzo yakaita sei paTV kavanhu vasingakudi havakudi.
Vachirumanza vada kuti vamwe kavano imi uri kuti FDC yakapatsanuka, vamwe vanoti kakuzanu PF kwakabuda APF, Mavambo, Zumu, Zapu yavadhabhengwa.
Vakanaka, vakabuda vanobuda vachifoma mapati avo. Noti kuti kana ukabuda unozviti uri Zanu PF chakuti. Ubude uzviti uri Zanu PF chakuti.
Apa tinotenda vachirumanzu.
Nguva yedu ndoisina saka izvozvo.
Tinotenda vachirumanzu. Nguva yedu ndoisina kumira zvakanaka. Thank you so much to Mr. Chirumanzu there, Mr. Chabangwe, and also Mr. Mafume. Thanks also to our viewers and our callers and those following us on Facebook. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Let's meet again next time. Good night.